Thank you, Chair. Distinguished colleagues and friends, good morning. As you see that I'll be talking on the broadening of genetic base of lentil in South Asia. It's a multi-authored paper. My colleagues from the region, from Nepal, from Bangladesh, from Pakistan and India, they are also, they contributed to this paper. And we are working together to broaden the genetic base in the region. Here at ICARDA, as you see that we work on four different food legumes, we call pulses, lentils, kabuli chickpea, then fava bean, as well as grass pea, we work globally. And we are working with about more than 50 countries around the world. And why pulses or why lentil? As you know that pulses, this group of crops, they are very much important in food, feed and farming system in the world. As with respect to nutritional security, as you know, it contains not only protein, high quality protein, but it also contains a lot of essential elements which are very much beneficial to maintain good human health. And also it has ecological security because it fixes nitrogen, and it is very much grown in the rice or wheat-based systems in West Asia, North Africa, as well as in South Asia. And that is why it gives the sustainability of the rice or cereal-based production systems. And also, we can see that it has also market opportunity. If you recall that last year in the world market, 1 ton of lentil was around 1,000 tons, which means that it is internationally marketed, as well as the growers who grow this, they also get benefit out of that. Well, it's very important. Pulses are very important, you know, in the food system in South Asia. You see, the housewives, they feel safe for the next day food if they do have pulses and rice in their kitchen store. You can see here, the Nepalese, our villagers, they are dal bhat. Bhat means rice, and this is the campaign. People are very much happy if they do have rice and pulses in their store. Well, if we see the world scenario, you can see that South Asia and China itself, it grows most of the lentil, most 35% of the world lentil, but it occupies about 45 to 46% of the world area. Although South Asia is the major producer, it is also a major consumer and importer from other parts of the world. Well, we are working with the national programs in South Asia for the last few decades from ICARDA. And what was the major problem in lentil in South Asia? You see, these are very limited samples that are introduced very early days, about 2000 years BC, through Hindu Kush to, from Afghanistan to Pakistan, and then it spreaded up eastern part of India, Nepal and Bangladesh. But those are very much, you can see on your left, a pilosy type, a short stature lentil, very small seeded type. And later on, it spread it throughout the, you know, subcontinent, and it maintained the very narrow genetic base. And you can see that with respect to diseases in the middle, the Bangladeshi farmers, you can see that this disease is not only in Bangladesh, but in the whole subcontinent. And there was no variability or resistance sources in that. And on our right, you can see that asynchrony flowering was one of the bottlenecks that you see, when the material from South Asia matures, but the material from West Asian origin or the center of origin, it's about to flower. That was one of the major problem in hybridization or crossing these two group of lentils. And then here I tried to show you that up to Nepal and even western part of or northern part of India, the spread of this disease, this is a killer disease. And complete crop loss can be witnessed with this disease if it is it appears in the middle or the early pod shedding stage. And also if there is weather like foggy weather for a week or so, and the farmers, they don't get any seed out of lentil crop. And the in the process of broadening, that we found that there are few characters which are related to particularly the flowering and maturity period. Normally, that it was up to 110 days maturity period of all lentils. It was the lowest maturity period. in eastern part of India or Nepal and Bangladesh. But through our intervention, you can see on your top, the colleagues there in the region, they could harvest lentil within 82 days. And this is very much important nowadays. When the irrigation facilities are developing, and farmers, they are growing rice after rice. So in between, there is a window of about 90 days. And that is our one of the major thrust now in this exercise, that we want to have lentil which will mature within 90 days so that we can fit it within the two rice system to give the sustainability of rice production system in the region. And also, we are looking for high biomass. Because traditionally, all those pilosy type are having low biomass. And that is why you can see that farmers now, they can harvest lentil of about 50 centimeter. Earlier, average height was 35 centimeter of lentils. And also improve seed size. In the central part of India, due to consumers' preference, and also for India also not only imports, in some of the countries it also exports. For that purpose also, we need this medium to bold seeded type. And resistance to diseases, that must be there. And also adaptation to various production systems. Lentils is not only grown as a sole crop. It is also grown as intercrop or mixed crop. And for that also, we are looking for variation so that we can explore that variation for our purpose. Well, in breaking the bottleneck, initially that we introduced the material from ICARA's Global Gene Bank, which is having more than 11,000 accessions of wild as well as cultigens. And those from direct introduction, Mansara 89, a variety has been released in Pakistan. And also later we used that material in our intensively planned hybridization program. And also it is, we are providing that 80 north light intensity and about 1 to 22 degrees Celsius, and we are doing it in controlled condition in plastic house so that there will be synchrony in flowering. And we succeeded in doing that. And this is the whole breeding scheme that we are employing at ICARA. And the ultimate product of all the exercise, it is going to international nurseries to our colleagues and nurse colleagues. And ultimately, they are evaluating in their own respective agroecological conditions. And ultimately, they are releasing the varieties. And successful integration in some of the traits have already been occurred. If you see, in case of South Asia, particularly pods per plant, 1,000 seed weight, and ultimately it has reflected in seed yield, and that has also increased the harvest index. Some of the examples of higher seed rate, seed size, like even up to 4 grams in red lentils have been obtained in India. Last year only that IPL 406, the variety has been released from the Indian Institute of Pulses Research. And also improved lines for short duration, as I mentioned earlier, even 82 days or 80 to 90 days material are there. So we are hopeful that through our, that broadening the genetic base of lentil, we are able to give the farmers some of the varieties which will very, very well fit in their new systems. And also reduction in crop duration, you can see that some of the varieties like NDL1 and then Asa Ranjan, those are having less than 120 days. That means it varies from 82 to 120 days. Material have been identified from our work. Well, resistant to rust varieties, resistant to rust, rust is another devastating disease. Not only in small seeded type, now we could combine the rust resistance in some of the large seeded type. And those varieties have been released in different parts in India, as well as some of them are in all India coordinated trial. Similarly, in Bangladesh, Bari Masur Port, these are also having combined resistance against Templium blight and rust. And they do have very good adaptation under sole cropping or intercropping or mixed cropping systems. And ultimately, we are glad to see Dr. R.S. Malhotra, who is here, who is responsible for this international nursery dispatch. And for the last, from 1978 onwards, we have shared with our national colleagues more than 1,500 sets of material through our work. And these varieties released in South Asia, you can see in Bangladesh 4, a total of 24 varieties have been released for different traits, particularly for seed size, disease resistance, of course, yield is there. And very recently, that NARC 06 and 1 has been released in Pakistan. And there are some key achievements that has been done in India. You see, with early lentils for short duration sources and environments in eastern India, stem flame blight resistance is there. And very recently, our colleagues here, they have, on your right, they got the sources of resistance against stem flame blight in India, and they are using in their own hybridization program. You can see some of the reflection in the field. In the process, they have also identified some genotypes which are having good standing ability. In future, that will be good for mechanization. In Nepal also, you see some of the genotypes which are doing very well under no-till condition. That means without any tillage. On your bottom right, you can see that some of the varieties are being cultivated by the farmers over there. Well, in Bangladesh also, there are success stories. Through our joint work, our colleagues over there, they have released several varieties which are having disease resistance as well as fitting very well in their farming system. And ultimately, they are growing 40,000 tons or more extra lentil from our work. And that has created good impact at the farmer's level. As I mentioned earlier, that some of the early genotypes in Pakistan in their National Agricultural Research Center in Islamabad, they have identified and they have released very recently. Well, these are the several scenarios that lentil is being grown in South Asia. It's intercropping with sugarcane and no-till in rice field and also in Pakistan. These genotypes are, you see, having erect type. And sometimes they are fitting very well with some of other companion crops and growing successfully. This is another new scenario that we are looking into. About 2 million hectares in India is a rice fallow. So we have to look for genotypes which will fit very well in this system. Well, we have expanded our work also to use the wild relatives or wild species in our broadening program. And we are using all these lens culinaris, subspecies orientalis, odimensis, and Aeroides we are using in our program. And some of the wild accessions have been identified or discovered from our genetic resources, which are having wilt and rust resistance, Sitona weevil, and other traits as well. And also we got very good line, ILWL74, which is having naturally high level of zinc and iron, and we are using this in our program as our biofortification is one of the major objectives of our lentil improvement program in that part of the world for nutritional security. Well, through this pre-breeding, that, as I mentioned, that orientalis and Aeroides and odimensis are extensively being used, and F4 and F5 populations of 48 of whom of those we are sharing with the national programs through our international nursery dispatch. With these colleagues and friends, I'd like to stop here. And before that, I'd like to show you one slide that we are nowadays going for our directed approach to harvest or to identify the genes from the place of their habitat so that we don't roam in a dark room to catch a black cat. So we can see that our genes are there in our lot. With this, I'd like to stop here. If you have any questions or comments, I'd be glad to interact with you. Thank you very much.